on maynard.com.au. Hey, you!
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
You've come on a very interesting evening. As they would say at the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Maynard here, at the 22nd birthday of the Sydney Hellfire Club. The kinky, fetish, BDSM, whatever you want to call it, club that's been going since 1993. Just as a historical point here, in 1993 I did go to the Black Market, where it was on its first Thursday night, and my name was on the door to get in, but of course I wasn't let in. A wise choice by the door staff, but the reason was because the club was so full they weren't even letting people in on the door list. That's what I was told anyway. I get a lot of that. We'll be talking to a few people tonight about what's going on, what's going up, what's going down, what the scene is like, and just seeing what it's like to be 22 years in the kink in Sydney. One of the people who's been a few times to the club and he's here tonight with his 1993 information booth is Tony Push. How are you?
Hi, well, the information dates from about then.
When did you first go to Hellfire? You were like a regular there at Black Market and at many of the venues it's been at.
Oh, don't like to mention it, actually. Yes, I do. I was being a little bit cloaked about that. Really, what I want to do is blurt it out all over you.
What do you think is the most outrageous thing you've seen at Hellfire over the years?
People hanging from the ceiling. Come on, that doesn't happen everywhere, does it? I know you've all felt like you might have ended the day hanging from the ceilings, but at Hellfire, you actually do see people smiling and hanging from the ceiling.
And I'm here with one of the regular door staff. How long have you been doing the door on Hellfire?
About 7 years.
And what's your name again?
Coz.
What's it been like over those 7 years? Has the crowd changed at all?
We have seen a lot of younger people coming in. We have seen lots of interests and new faces every month.
Now, as the person on the door, that means you often have to enforce the policy of what people should wear to get in. Some people just get the wrong end of the stick, don't they, sometimes?
Absolutely. A lot of our patrons make a big effort every month, so we want to see no effort, no entry. All our patrons make a big effort to get dressed up every month and look fabulous, so we want them to feel comfortable without people with streetwear on.
Over the last 7 years, what do you reckon is the best costume you've seen come through the door where you've gone, man?
Oh, wow. Where do you start?
I know, there's some great stuff. Just off the top of your head, is there one that really sticks in your mind?
I guess because we have lots of different themes. We can have burlesque, Australia Day.
Every possible theme you can think there possibly is, they've had.
Absolutely.
But the only one I think they probably haven't had is Clown Party. That's the only one I can't think I've seen.
Oh, there's been a few sexy clowns over the years.
Is there one common outfit? I see a commonality, particularly among the women. They're getting rid of their old school uniform, so they come along in a torn zombie school uniform, or the sexy nurse is always a bit of a perennial favourite. What's the most common one you've seen?
I guess Halloween is where everyone goes nuts. Why just come as a schoolgirl when you can be a schoolgirl with a ripped skirt, as you say?
That's
a bit
true.
Of leather and
blood.
Yeah,
get rid of that old uniform. You're not going to use it again.
Absolutely.
I have seen some people that just come to the door in their regular outfit with just a wacky cap or something. That's the people that kind of get the wrong idea, isn't it? It's got to be a little bit more than that, hasn't it?
Yeah, fetish is more of a lifestyle, so we do have a minimum dress code, but like we say, no effort, no entry. If you're just going to wear all black and have a leather band or something, you're just not going to look as impressive as the guy in the hot rubber PVC.
And a lot of people, they think it's like the misapprehension people get if they've never been to a gay club or they've never been to a sort of a wild nightclub. People seem to think that they walk in here and there's going to be sex going on the floor and there's all this wild stuff, but it's not like that at all, is it?
Absolutely not. When I was coming here on the train, a girl stopped me because she wanted to know where I was going in my outfit.
Yeah, and I've got to say, you're dressed in classic tails and tie.
Formal wear is a bit of fetish of mine. What better night to do it than on our 22nd birthday?
Exactly.
And formal wear can be a fetish.
I think if you had the money, you would look fantastic in an Armani suit.
Oh, if yeah. I had the money.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm. I've seen Ellen wearing the Armani suit and she looks good in it.
I know. I just need Ellen as my sugar mummy and I'll be sweet. So yeah, this girl on the train sort of said, I'd love to go to Hellfire, but it's a bit scary. I'm not into pain.
But people think you walk in, you get whipped straight away. Yeah.
Absolutely not. And she said, I don't like violence. And it's like, it's all consensual whipping. People get whipped if they want to get whipped. Our bouncers even say it's the friendliest night of the month.
It's interesting that people would think that it wouldn't be consensual, because if you're running any club doing something like that wasn't consensual, you'd get closed down really quickly. It's also assault.
Or let's not forget 50 Shades of Grey is a big thing in the conscious at the moment.
It's one of the best enforced rules is no one is snapping away with their bloody phone all night. Because of the nature of the club, photos aren't allowed. So if anyone's taking photos, you go,
People are scared about coming here. They don't want to see their work colleagues see them in PVC or stuff like this. But Hellfire is a very safe place where people can come out once a month, let their colours shine and have a real blast doing it.
Well, happy 22nd birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm just here at the DJ booth right now, and I've just finished and we've got DJ Jack Shit. Man, how are you, Mr. Shit?
Is this actually real?
How long have you been DJing at Hellfire for?
Oh, man. My policy is to never reveal anything to people from the media holding microphones that are suspiciously unplugged.
What do they like to play to as a crowd?
Absolutely lovely. Absolutely diverse and kind.
You can play anything, can't you?
They're just playful, of course.
Mr. Shit, happy 22nd birthday and
you
have a
too.
Good night.
Thanks.
Well, I'm just to the right of the DJ box now. It's still relatively early in the Hellfire evening. Happy 22nd birthday, Ultra.
Thank you, Maynard.
Now, how would you describe your role here briefly?
I don't know what I do, Maynard. I'm here every month for the last 22 years.
And I guess you'd be as surprised as anyone that it's gone on for 22 years.
I have. You don't expect that what you start doing at 19, you'll still be doing at 40.
1993, an unusual year. We had The Nanny started in that year, and so did you.
It did. Well, we've run longer and been a little bit more high quality.
And what do you make of the crowd tonight? They certainly rushed through the door, didn't they?
Yeah, they rushed through, but we did deliver cupcakes from My Little Cupcake in Darlinghurst. The first 100 people got a little bit of a bonus from coming early.
You have a good night. Is there something you're expecting tonight you're really looking forward to on your 22nd birthday?
I'm really looking forward to Mark and Lani performing. They've been performing for us they met at Hellfire. And so this is their anniversary as well as our anniversary. So it's kind of nice to watch their relationship grow.
But everything I'm wearing here is 90s.
Well done.
Yeah. Apart from my penis, it's purely a 1960s model. It's got a lot of mileage on the clock. Have a good night.
Bye.
Let's go. At a place like Hellfire, you just can't let people go taking their own photos because people don't always want people to know that they're here. So there's an official photographer who I'm speaking with now. You are?
Cato Ninetales.
And how long have you been the official photographer at Hellfire for?
Ooh, maybe 3 or 4 years now. It's been a while. Lots of fun.
Anyone who sees you at the club, it's a really busy night for you. You're running around taking photos of people. Do you think it's sunk through to people that they aren't allowed to take their own photos here yet?
Most of the people understand, yeah. There's sometimes a few people but most people get it.
Wouldn't your job be the easiest one in the world? People, if they don't want to be seen, they don't want to be seen, but if they want to be seen, they really want to be seen.
I wouldn't necessarily call it easy, but it's very fun. I've got to always make sure I don't photograph someone who doesn't want their picture taken, because there's some people here that, you know, because of their job and stuff. But it's loads and loads of fun. People are just, their costumes are so over the top and amazing.
On a huge night like tonight, it's really, really full here tonight. How many people do you think we'd have here already? And it's not even 11 o'clock.
There's hundreds here already. I don't know. I've probably already taken 300 pictures and it's still, 10 o'clock or something?
Now, what do you reckon's the best costume you've seen either tonight or ever? What's the best one you've photographed that's really blown your little wide-angle lens?
I just photographed like a woman with body paint of the starry
skies.
I just photographed a unicorn. She has Van Gogh's Starry Night all over her body. It's incredible. Also, like mermaids and horses, and the creativity is incredible here. I just photographed a couple that are dressed from like Edwardian times. It's out of this world.
What's the biggest challenge being a photographer here?
Just try and get good pictures of people. It's often darkly lit.
Do you have to do much Photoshop on these photos or not?
Sometimes I play around with the exposure a little bit.
And speaking of exposure, you're pretty well dressed yourself tonight. Would you like to describe what the casual photographer wears on a Friday night at Hellfire?
Well, I'm not super dressed up because I can't wear a corset or heels when I'm working because it's a bit too much. I'm wearing a black latex dress by Unholy. It's very stretchy and very tight. And then over the top, I've got a red pentagram harness, and I've got my fishnets and my big stompy black boots.
Well, how late do you have to work here normally?
Well, it's so much fun, I just don't want to go home. But I usually stay to about, I don't know, 2 or something.
What website would people see the photos you've taken here? Where would be the best place to see them?
My website is Shot with Desire or Cato 9 Photos, but the pictures are on the Hellfire Facebook of all the events that I've been tuning for.
You have a great night.
And may I say, Maynard, you look amazing tonight in your sparkly suit and your sparkly leggings.
So these are from 1993.
I love the 90s music you were playing before. I was having a very nostalgic moment back to the 90s. Thank you.
You were enjoying Madonna's Deeper and Deeper, weren't you?
That's what it was.
Yes, everyone did, yeah.
Thanks, Maynard.
How do you feel about it, Master Tom?
Feeling mighty old, but old but happy.
Yeah, we've got the full story in other places on my website, but what are you going to expect tonight? What is going to be happening on this 22nd birthday?
I think it's going to be bathed in nostalgia of a very dirty kind. People are going to remember all the terrible things they've done over the years and hopefully be recreating quite a few of them around us.
What hole was 1993 creating that Hellfire filled? What was the world missing in 1993 that you guys provided?
Sex, dirty fun. Yeah, everything had become really prudish and conservative and uptight. Now we came along and fucked it up the ass.
Happy birthday, Master Tom.
I hope you get laid tonight, Maynard.
But this place has taught us how to grow old disgracefully. But it just shows what a kind of need there is for this kind of shit. Especially in this town and especially at this time.
You heard one half of the Door team earlier describing her adventures. What's your name?
Alison.
And how long, Alison, have you been doing the Door here at Hellfire?
Door a couple of years, but I've been coming here since I was 18.
And could you describe for the listener what you're wearing tonight?
I'm wearing a little mesh corset and a lovely long mesh robe.
It looks a little bit like something anyone in the cast of Mad Men would hope to come home to with a martini in their hand.
Oh, I'd like a martini as well. That'd be nice.
Well, what do you think is the best outfit you've seen tonight?
Oh, a unicorn. There was a girl dressed as a little unicorn and I loved her little dress and a nice fluffy pink horn.
Happy 22nd birthday to you.
Thank you.
I've actually done due diligence and I've found the unicorn. Now, why did you dress as the unicorn tonight?
Because I'm a free spirit.
That makes sense. Could you explain for the listener what you're wearing?
I'm wearing a studded and diamond bra with a chain corset and a blonde wig with a unicorn's horn and a tail.
And that bra looks like it could take someone's eye out.
I'm hoping they get close enough.
What's your name, sir?
Peter.
Peter, how many times have you been here?
3 or 4 times.
And what's your name?
Josephine.
Describe to our listeners what you're wearing.
Basic leather vest and jeans, and that's about it.
And what are you wearing? There's mesh, there's PVC.
It's a badass cowgirl. Carrying my whip.
Have you had to use the whip yet?
Oh no, but I'm begging for someone to use it on me.
Why do you come along to Hellfire? You've been 3 or 4 times, now you obviously like it.
It is the atmosphere, it's just so relaxed. There's no judgment. No one looks at anyone else the wrong way. You're the same as everyone else. No one is different. No one is religious. No one's gay. It's all, everyone's the same person.
It's a bunch of people that get together that just like to dress up and look themselves. You don't need security. There's no harassment. There's nobody carrying on. You never see a drunk person here, ever.
Yeah.
This is why we love coming here, because you can come here with your friends, dress up the way you want, and the atmosphere is absolutely awesome.
I'm with a gentleman now. It's your first time tonight. Do you want to tell us your name, sir?
My name's Brother Chris.
And Brother Chris, how are you dressed?
I am dressed in my brother's finest ceremonial religious outfit with hidden extras.
Why did you come along tonight? What did you heard about the club that you decided, I'm going to come along to Hellfire?
I've heard many things about the club. I've come with an open mind. I do have some friends in the scene who have had an open invitation for some time, and I've decided to take up their offer. I have no regrets, that's for sure.
As your first time, how does it match up to the way you thought it would be?
I think this night is only just getting started. I like what I see so far. I definitely like what I see so far. I guess maybe my upbringing's a little bit different to maybe some other people's.
And do you think you'll be back?
Oh, I think I'll be back.
Well, as I watch someone being suspended from the ceiling, you can only wonder in awe and in the amount of kink that's gone on at the Hellfire Club in the last 22 years. Happy birthday, Hellfire Club. Happy 22nd birthday. Long may you kink. Tony Bush, the last word to you.
I feel like I'm already queuing up for their 32nd birthday.
On maynard.com.au. Hey, you!